Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Unfortunately, Al Franken, a late scratch. We'll try to get him rescheduled. He's coming to Madison, Wisconsin, the Barrymore Theater on April 29th. The only former center on tour. So I suspect he'll want to promote that big event, and hopefully we'll have his comedic stylings and political thoughts on a different show coming real soon. So I apologize. Didn't mean to mislead the audience. Hope his wife Franny's doing okay. They said, you know, he's attending to her. Apparently she's taking a little ill. You know what makes me a little ill, Fancy Brian? It is this statement from Kevin McCarthy. You know, we'll only impeach, but not for political reasons. You know, we'll find reasons, but not political reasons. Not like the Democrats did to Donald Trump. And just today, I mean, I know there are criminality and allegations swirling around the former president. But a few more today, the State Department reporting that all the gifts received by Trump from foreign companies, foreign powers, well, didn't disclose any of them, at least not in the last year or so, let's just say, and none from the vice president either. It's almost like they didn't want the American people to know. And when asked for a list, they claim the gifts given to Trump are restricted. Restricted from whom? I mean, it's part of the federal law governing the president's acts that you don't exactly get to keep the gifts. The gifts are actually registered, and they're put in, like, the National Treasury.
Man, I got to tell you, this is out of Trump's character. For him to, like, this might speak to, like, intent, actually, because, I mean, Trump's not the kind of guy to get a gift and not brag about it. He's not the kind of guy to go and not tell everybody, oh, that we had a, I mean, he told everybody he had a wonderful dinner with Comey, how wonderful the dinner was and all these other things. He would be the kind of person that if he got something from the Saudi prince, he gave me so many wonderful things. It was so great. They'd already have it already written down. But for him to not brag about it, he's got to be trying to actually hide it.
Well, I think they're trying to hide something. Now, whether or not he just doesn't believe he owes the American people any sort of disclosure, wants to shield everything. Yeah, so when he's shielding the bigger criminality, the little criminality doesn't seem like such a big deal. That'd be my thought. But there's other ways to pay a man back. Just ask Jared Kushner. Because Jared Kushner is suddenly in the investment advisement business. You know, much like, what's his name? Hunter Biden has been accused of. Even though he's inexperienced, doesn't have a lot of experience, you know, managing other people's money. But Jared Kushner's new private equity firm got a $2 billion, with a B, $2 billion from Saudi Arabia. Because maybe that's how you can cash in when your investing experience is slender, but your father-in-law may wind up back in the White House. Right? Guy's going to run again. And you want to keep your friends close. Isn't that how it works, Fancy Brian?
Yeah, that's a lot of money to me. And I don't know the Saudi Arabians very well, but I would think that $2 billion might come with some strings.
Well, maybe it's not for future actions, you know, because you don't know. Trump could lose. It's also possible, according to Timothy O'Brien here, Bloomberg, published at the Washington Post, it's also possible that you can get billions for a firm with no track record, because the White House did favors for the Saudis when your father-in-law still occupied the Oval Office. So it could be a future favor, or, you know, it could be a repayment for services already rendered. You know, sort of quid pro quo style, if you know what I'm saying. Here's more from the Post/Bloomberg. It's probably a mix of both. Regardless, it's certainly not a reflection of Kushner's investing prowess. Before entering the White House as an advisor to former President Donald Trump, Kushner, 41, inherited wealth in his first adult job from his father, then botched his biggest gambit, vastly overpaying for the Fifth Avenue skyscraper, ironically, devilishly known as 666 Fifth Avenue. Soon before financial and real estate markets tanked, oh, that's a shame, Jared. The Saudi stake in Kushner is also a reminder of the gargantuan financial conflicts of interest that plagued the Trump clan throughout their White House stay and continue to seep into their post-Washington deal-making. And of course, national security hazards run through all of this. Is it easy to secure the allegiance of a foreign policy mindshare of an influential White House advisor? A little bit more. Yes, it is. At least in the Trump era. It's just a complete free-for-all, said Walter Schaub, who was an outspoken critic of financial conflicts in the Trump White House before resigning as the director of the U.S. U.S. Office of Government Ethics. Didn't so much need an Office of Government Ethics under Trump. The real concern here is that the public has no way of knowing exactly what favor someone like Kushner may have done for the Saudis. I wonder if Khashoggi knew. A little bit more here. While the federal government has taken steps in recent years to rein in the ability of the former government officials to monetize their service to Washington, lucrative loopholes abound. The only professional restrictions Kushner faces, for example, involve him speaking to the federal government. He can still speak to and work with any foreign government he desires, such as the Saudis. Kushner has company. Former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, you know that guy, produced a lot of movies, has also raised money for his investment fund from the Saudis and other Middle Eastern countries he courted closely when he was a powerful financial regulator. My understanding, though, Mnuchin, despite a prior track record of actually returning investment, Mnuchin only got $1 billion from the Saudis. But Kushner, with zero track record, apparently got the sign up by MBS himself.
But he's really confident, though.
And he got $2 billion. Well, $2 billion bucks in the investment account makes a man confident. Are those investments payoffs, question mark? It's impossible to get into the heads of all the participants. But the fact pattern surrounding how the Trump White House intersected with the Saudis is telling. The Trump administration coddled Saudi Arabia, even after ample evidence surfaced that the country had orchestrated the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Mnuchin met personally with the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman after the killing. The prince is chairman of the Saudi fund backing Mnuchin's new venture. The Trump White House also engineered arms deals with the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates. Despite congressional opposition, and it backed both countries in their controversial interventions in Yemen's civil war. Well, when I asked Ron Johnson about that, well, he said we had to arm the Yemenis, because if we didn't arm them, somebody else would. During the White House years, Kushner personally cultivated close ties with Prince Mohammed, offering him advice on how to handle the fallout after Khashoggi's murder. I mean, what sort of advice do you give a guy? Here, let me tell you how to cover it up and how to move on beyond the murder.
Yeah, I've done this murder whole thing before. Trust me on this one. Is that?
I wouldn't think Jared the type, but who knows? Maybe he's got a bone saw.
You never know. It's always the quiet ones, huh?
The two men communicated with each other outside of formal government channels using the text messaging platform WhatsApp to stay in touch.
This WhatsApp thing has come up way too many times.
The relationship set off alarms among career national security staff members, but it apparently never cooled. The panel debates how Saudi sovereign fund wealth invests its money raised concerns about backing Kushner's new venture. So the Saudi money people said, why are we putting $2 billion with this moron, this ne'er-do-well, this one-off, what, Trump whisperer? Oh, yeah, that's probably the reason. While his new venture, Affinity Partners, according to the New York Times, and it was overruled by the funds board, which Prince Mohammed sits on. So the sovereign fund wealth advisor said, I wouldn't do that. And the prince, MBS, said, yeah, we're going to do that.
Well, he knows something that everybody else doesn't.
The panel had ample reasons to worry about Kushner, according to documents the Times uncovered. It cited the inexperience of Kushner's team, the risk of losing a lot of money. The panel's due diligence examination of Affinity found it unsatisfactory in all respects.
Approved.
It thought Kushner was charging excessive fees and that a partnership with the fund posed public relations risks, yet the Saudis still gave Kushner $2 billion. probably because he represents an insurance policy for them. It's a wager on retaining future access, not on securing investment expertise in the present. Shop thinks deals like this show how necessary it is to have the emoluments policy governing the business practices of former government officials. As he said, it's extremely dangerous, but our ethics laws are in terrible shape overall. They're weak across the branches of our government. Schaub says that the Biden administration hasn't done enough to tighten ethics standards, largely because the financial gravy train is often irresistible to many who pass through Washington, regardless of their party. When Trump came to Washington, he famously campaigned on the promise he would drain the swamp of lobbyists and other kindred spirits. But Trump was so financially conflicted himself, that was always going to be unlikely. Soon before he left the White House, Trump revoked his own requirement that former federal employees refrain from 5 years from lobbying agencies in which they once worked. Trump didn't drain the swamp. He just filled it with bigger alligators, with guys like Kushner. I wouldn't call Kushner an alligator, more of a snake. One quick thought here. This column does not necessarily reflect the opinion of the editorial board, Bloomberg, and its owners. Timothy O'Brien is a senior columnist for Bloomberg Opinion, although I found it at the Washington Post.
All I know is that if I were on the hook for $2 billion, I wouldn't want it to be to people that, I don't know, dismembered someone with a chainsaw in the middle of a foreign embassy. You know, maybe those people aren't the ones you want to have any sort of financial,
It's kind of, it's like going into business with Tony Soprano.
You could
get a curb stomping if the investment returns are not as expected.
You better be able to deliver, is what I'm saying.
Is this not troubling to anyone except us damn lefties? I mean, are we just Marxist revolutionaries because we don't see it? This is how business is done.
Yeah, I don't think that business should be done this way because when you have that on the hook and when you have to deliver that way, you may do some things that are maybe not the best interest of everybody else in the world. Just saying.
Kushner, in all probability, knows all the details of the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Now, I can only speculate. I don't know what's in the man's head, but he remained friends with MBS. Whether or not he directly ever confronted the man, he certainly knew there was blowback coming, right? They bonesawed a guy. They rendered a guy. They kidnapped a guy. They killed the guy. And he was a Washington Post journalist.
I'm not even entirely sure that MBS has any friends, and let alone if he actually does have friends. I'm not entirely sure it's going to be some skinny white kid from, you know, New York. I'm just saying. I'm not sure that they're going to be they're as close of a relationship as it's all painted out to be. I'm pretty sure they're just in cahoots at best.
Well, I would say that's just the kind of friend you would want, you know, without moral conviction, without backbone or spine, you know, willing to set it all aside for a couple $1 million in the investment account. Billion. Did I say million? I meant billion. You know. Chump change to some people.
Better return on that investment, or we're going to have to figure out what happened to Jared Kushner. And I don't want that to happen to anyone. That's not cool.
You know, the mob had the whole desert outside Vegas. They used to take you out there if you owed the house too much money. If you got in too deep and you couldn't pay them back, well, they'd take you out for a long ride in the desert. Well, you know, I don't know if Jared noticed, but there's a lot of desert in Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh.
A lot of quiet, sandy places to bury bodies, I would guess.
And yet they chose an embassy anyway.
Come back with us. You're listening to the Monday edition, the Big Monday, the Media Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You can be a part. Join us right now. Dial us up 844-967-2789. We'll come right back with your calls.
I mean, can you imagine we're defending Saudi Arabia and with all of the money they have, we're defending them and they're not paying? All you have to do is speak to them.
That's Jared.
More pay for play.
It can only be Jared.